The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on 702. For the curious.
Good evening and welcome to The Money Show. Let's take a little break from coronavirus. I can't guarantee it doesn't come up in the next 20 minutes or so. But yeah, the spectacle of coronavirus is terrifying. It is in our society. It's in our country. It's in our cities. Hopefully it is staying far away from you. But yeah, there are a huge number of measures that have been taken to try and restrict its spread and also its impact. And yes, we live carefully, I think. How long does it take to change a brand ID? How do you change an identity? How do you change? Imagine if you were, if you were 30 years old. You're 29, 30 years old, and you decided to change your name. How much of a mind-bending exercise would that be? Well, that's precisely what Investec Asset Management has done. They've changed. They were founded in 1991, so they would be 30 years old next year. And they've gone through a process, and this week have done the big reveal and the unveiling and the demerging of the Investec Group. And Investec Asset Management is now called 91. The joint chief executive at 91 is John Green, chief commercial officer. I beg your pardon, not just chief executive officer. Chief commercial officer John Green at 91. He's on the line to us this evening. It's a huge decision to have to make, isn't it, John, to be able to say, we've had the zebra, we've had the association with Investec for so long, we've built this brand over 29 years with huge success and at huge expense, and now it's time to change it.
Yes, good evening, Bruce, and lovely to be here. And as you say, to have the opportunity to talk about something different, although it might seem rather trivial in these times. Yes, and in fact, the decision was a decision to demerge, which was made by the Investec Group board many months ago. And so then we as an organization had to proceed and implement that decision. So I think the decision was a strategic one, and the rationale for that was very clearly set out by the board. It's a big exercise after having been identified in a particular way for almost 30 years. We're very proud of the Investec brand. We're very proud of the respect and the penetration that the brand has achieved, and so it was a very big exercise and a very daunting exercise.
I've heard many stories from lots of different people within 91 about the process that was followed. Please take me through it, because you've now got a brand which is, you're intimately, it is you. I mean, Investec Asset Management for 29 years was Investec Asset Management. You then go on this process to change the brand, and the first thing you've got to do is find a brand to change to. How did you do that?
Yeah, I mean, Bruce, the first thing I would say is that there's not a simple formula. There's not a process. Certainly when we embarked on this exercise, we had hoped somebody would come with the sort of the canned version of this is how you go through the process of establishing the new you, and but you've got to launch into it, you've got to commit to it, and you've got to go through a number of sort of steps. Some of them very painful, some of them quite soul searching. I think the first thing that we did, which was really helpful, is that we recognized that this was about engaging our entire organization in the question. And, you know, with simple digital ways of doing that today, it was a very effective process. So we invited all of our staff to participate in the discussion, to participate in the questions we were thinking about. In other words, how do we think about defining ourselves as a new organization and a separate identity? How do we think about a new name? What do we want it to say about us? And I suppose if I would give any advice, that's the most telling one from my perspective, is invite the whole organization in and embark on the process with the knowledge that you're going to find your way, but it's going to be difficult.
Did you face much resistance? Were people concerned? Were they worried? Were they concerned that this identity which they'd signed up for was something that was about to be removed?
Yes, Bruce. I mean, I think the Zebra as a brand and identity is something quite unique. There's a lot of love for it. So there was, definitely that hurdle to cross. But there was, there was a moment when the light bulb went on, where suddenly we recognized that in 91 we had a name that really talked to our heritage, talked to the times in which we were formed, talked to us as an organization. That's there to navigate change for the clients who trust us with their investments. And it's sort of, you walk away from a process where you consider something like 750 names, nothing really works, and then suddenly the moment strikes you, and there's no set of ingredients for this. You've just got to really commit to it.
750 names. So you asked your staff, you said, Come up with names, come up with ideas, tell us why you like your name. How much detail did they need to go into?
No, they had to give us the name, and they had to give a strong rationale as to why. There were many aspects of the names that people submitted that sort of helped us find our way towards 91. Aspects of the heritage of our firm, aspects of our roots in Africa, in Cape Town, aspects of the time that, we started our business, which was a time of significant change and new beginnings in South Africa. So there were all of those themes coming through, and then they sort of all came together around the name 91, and it was, one of those moments I'll genuinely never forget, when, you sat in a meeting room and suddenly the light bulb went on. So, yeah, it's an interesting process.
So, I mean, part of this process is then discarding immediately. I mean, I'm sure 740 of the names immediately went into the bin going, no, we're not calling ourselves buckets of cash, asset management, or whatever it might be. So you discard 740. Were there any particularly awful names you care to share with us?
Bruce, I think I'd rather leave those in the in the discard pile.
Okay.
There is a second complexity that we had to deal with, which is we're a global firm. Almost 65% of the assets we manage for clients come from parts of the world outside of South Africa. And we're actually registered as an organization to do business in 36 jurisdictions around the world. So that added complexity meant that we had to then go and do trademark searches and the like in 36 jurisdictions. And so, yes, we crystallized it down to a list of somewhere between 6 and 10. And then we started doing trademark searches. And as that process went on, you realize that barriers to entry in the investment business are very low, that there are many investment businesses in all parts of the world. And so something actually, you needed to find something really quite unique and to be able to successfully execute that sort of registration. And so in 91, we found that. So it sort of all came together in an interesting way.
I mean, so many boutique asset managers, you say, so how did you come up with your name? So, well, we came up with a word, and then we went to the thesaurus, and then we went and checked with the company's registration, with the registrar of companies as to whether it was available, and it was. So we called ourselves, Guadalupe Asset Management, because it was available. You can't, when you've got your size and scale and when you're involved in as many countries as you are, be that flippant, because brand matters fundamentally when it comes to legacy and to trust.
No, totally not. And also in the process, Lindsay, the other important factor I would point to is really, talk to your trusted clients. Talk to your trusted clients about what it is about you as a firm, as a business, as a proposition that they really anchor to and think about. and really take that that feedback into your process of considering how to frame up your new identity. And I think we did that well. So, you know, for me, the three things were, you know, really totally commit to the process, but know it's going to be difficult. There's no ingredients, there's no recipe. The second thing is really engage your organization and your staff. And then the third thing is talk to your trusted clients and really take their feedback, you know, on board.
Yeah, it's a difficult process. I'm talking to John Green, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at 91, used to be called Investec Asset Management, but since the beginning of this week, it is known as 91. I'm on their website. I'm looking at Lion's Head in Cape Town, in surrounded by swirling mist and cloud. There's a southeaster belting through this particular image, but it goes back to its roots. It goes back to its heritage. More with John Green in just a moment as we talk about how you then beg on reestablishing a brand. How hard is that?
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on 702. For the curious.
After being called one thing for 29 years, I beg your pardon. I feel absolutely fine. Honestly, I do. After being called one thing for 29 years, you change your name. It's changed to 91. Was there a prize associated with this, John? I mean, was there, because I mean, it's so deceptively simple that you come up with 91, it's because we were founded in 91 and it represents everything we stand for. But it's a blooming hard process to get there.
No, it is, Bruce. And, you know, actually the name was suggested by one of our internal staff. We gave him a certificate, basically framing the original email that he sent, suggesting it. So no, definitely no prizes. And that's what I also think is important in a process like this. It's that everyone's in it together. There's, you know, and every person in the organization and the team plays a slightly different role. And so, you know, coming up with a name itself, very important, but not the only part of the process. So yeah, definitely no prizes.
Were there some names that you went, oh, that's it? Oh, I want us to be called Striped Horse Asset Management. And then you go and find out that Striped Horse in Chinese actually means donkey's bottom or something. And you go, oh, we can't use that. I mean, because those cross-cultural things are very significant.
No, you're right. The cross-cultural things are something that, that you know, really play a very important part. I think that, you know, we do a lot of business in Asia. We do a lot of business in China. And so it was really, really important for us to have our team based in Asia, which we have a very significant presence in Hong Kong as a critical part of the process. So we were lucky to have them on board right up front, and they guided us through those elements of it. I think, you know, there were some obvious potential names like Zebra Capital, which were on the table very early, but which were unfortunately well taken in many places around the world, which just weren't an option. But in the end, we're very excited and really pleased with where we ended. We think it is something different, unique, and very authentic.
The corporate imagery is orange. There's very dark orange and light orange. There's light orange on top. It looks like 2.5 skyscrapers make up the number 9 and the number 1 together. So it's 91. It's quite retro in its feel. I don't know if that was the intention. It's my interpretation, but you're the marketer. And then the numbers, and then the words 91. There's no asset management. There's no razzmatazz, it doesn't tell you what it does. It's quite courageous standalone branding. It implies that you're going to spend an awful lot of money on establishing a brand new brand in the world of financial services.
Yeah, and Bruce, that's definitely not the case. We're not spending an awful lot of money. I think the one thing that that we know is in the world of managing money for people, you know, there's an incredible amount of one-on-one time. There's a really strong influence that relationships have, and that we're drawing on all of that, and that's why we believe our people are our biggest advocates in this in this change. I think on the color side, important to stress, there's no corporate color. We have 11 colors. And that's, again, something really quite different. So, yes, the orange dark color you were mentioning is one of those combinations. But one of the things that struck us in looking at, let's call it, the color approach in the financial services space was there's just a sea of sameness. Everywhere you look, it's either blue and white or red and white, and that's all over the world, interestingly. So we felt, that organizationally we are quite different and bold, and we thought that an extensive approach to color, because the world is full of color, and particularly colors which relate to our African heritage, were the way to go. And so a lot of the colors that you will see are linked to the African landscape. They all have their own name. And we often laugh in the office where our colleagues in New York try and pronounce Kholoon Gray. They struggle a little bit with that one, but that's
it's worth doing just for that, really.
Exactly.
As I click on who we are, I see you then change to two shades of green, which is lovely. There's all turquoisey sort of colors. I get what you're doing with it on that particular front. Does color matter in terms of around the world? Are there lucky colors, unlucky colors, numbers, unlucky numbers? Because 91 is quite a risk, especially when you go into places like China, because numbers have massive significance.
Correct, and that's that's what we picked up really early with our Asian team. I mean, 91 has a whole lot of number significances, but that's not why we chose it. I think many of the number significances are very positive in many different ways. But we didn't select it for the number significance. We selected it for a very particular reason. So we've stayed very far away from that question of number significance, but no, colors a lot more flexible. I think the consistent feedback that we've had, Bruce, is beautiful colors make an impact, and so we've been speaking to our clients around the country. Fortunately, before the announcements on Sunday in South Africa over the last 2 weeks, and the consistent feedback we've had is these colors are really beautiful and they're really engaging, and so I think the color approach has been quite unique and really hit the chord.
And the timing has sucked. If you're going to unbundle a business and list a new business on markets, boy, you couldn't have picked a more exciting time to do it. I mean, you picked an exciting time to start, and I suppose you're picking an exciting time to launch a new beginning.
Well, in many ways, who could have predicted it? But when we were thinking about what defines us, this question of change and of significant moves and the world adjusting was very top of mind, and that was nearly 6-9 months ago now, and who would have said so? I think the point of timing is you can't pick the time. You've made a decision. You get on and do what you need to do. I think what we're focused on as a business now is ensuring that we invest well. So. And that we do a good job for the clients who've trusted us with their money, and I think in many respects we are doing that, and so that is our focus, as opposed to necessarily the brands and the colours. But we're also pleased and happy with where we've landed on the brand and the colours.
The story behind how you change your name after 29 years, John Green. Thank you, the Chief Commercial Officer at 91. Formerly known as Investec Asset Management. I'm looking forward to introducing Chris Stewart. I've introduced for 15 years as Chris Stewart at Investec Asset Management. I'm going to have to introduce him tomorrow as Chris Stewart at 91. That's going to be a change. Hopefully I don't mess it up too often. There will be blunders. There will be mistakes. I admit that now. But it is an interesting process. It's a costly process. It's a time-consuming process about how when you split. And I suppose it's like being married for 25 years and suddenly you want to revert to your maiden name or change your name and get as far away from his name or her name as you possibly can. But this is done amicably, of course, and they need a new brand identity. Investec, the bank, has held on to the name and the zebra.